So this happens to be one of my favorite Shilohs. I don't know if you can say you have a favorite Shiloh, but this is the first time that I was really introduced to Rav Zilberstein. Is this Shiloh, and I was very perplexed over the summer. Teacher, maybe because I'm a teacher. A teacher once came to a parent and said the following thing. So you know, your kid, like he said in the tshuva, your kid Yaakov, he doesn't. It's a coincidence, nothing to do with you. Yaakov, you know, he frequently disrupts the class. There's never a day that goes by that he doesn't do anything. I'm paskening. He didn't say he has a medical license, but I think he should really go see a doctor. I think he should start taking this medicine called Ritalin for people who have certain types of challenges that Ritalin helps. You know, he can't stop moving around the room and stuff like that. So, you know, ADD and stuff like that. So the parents were surprised just because, you know, at home he's very good and he really does whatever he wants. But whatever, you know, they looked into the doctor and they said, you know what? The doctor said it might be a good idea. So they started, the kids started taking this medicine called Ritalin. So after a couple of weeks, you know, the teacher saw an amazing difference in behavior from Yaakov. Again, it has nothing to do with you, just from in the tshuva. And he said to him, you know, I have to be very honest, you know, I have to call your parents tonight and just to be able to tell your parents how amazing you are. Because ever since you started taking this medicine, you know, you're doing incredible. He called up the parents 2 weeks later of the guys doing an amazing job in class. What happened was, he said, Mr. So-and-so, you know, your son's really doing incredible in school ever since he started taking this medicine. So the father, what does a father, good father do? He hangs up the phone and says, you know, Yaakov, your teacher, your Rebbe just called me up saying, you know, the medicine's helping Baruch Hashem and it's going to be very good. So he said, you know, Dad, I have to tell you the honest truth. My teacher always tells me he doesn't want me to be embarrassed in the middle of class to take the medicine. So he sends me out into the teacher's room or the teacher's lounge, whatever, to get him coffee. And he told me to take the medicine there, it'll be okay. But Dad, I have to tell you a secret. Instead of me taking the medicine, what I used to do, I used to crumble up the medicine and put it in the teacher's coffee.
Oh my God.
Mamash Chiddush. Now the next time, parenthetical note, the next time you bring your Rebbe coffee, if he listens to this shiur, he might think twice of taking the Dunkin' Donuts coffee or the giant bagel coffee. Whatever. So now the father has a very big dilemma because he saw that it wasn't his son who needed this medicine. It was the actual teacher who needed the medicine, right? So he went to the principal and it happened to be that the teacher was evaluated and he had this this challenge. You know, a lot of people have it. It's not crazy. It's very common. So at the end of the day, he apologized to Yaakov, he apologized to the father, but they came to Rav Zilberstein and they asked him who should pay for the medicine. You know, the question sometimes is a little better than the answer. Who should pay for the medicine? It was a crazy case. No, the teacher thought that the kid had this challenge, but really it was really the teacher, and he really needed this medication. So who should pay? Mamash crazy Shiloh. So as soon as I saw something like this, I was like, this Zilberstein is incredible. I mean, I was just introduced to him, but Baruch Hashem. Oh, wow. So the answer was you would think that the teacher should pay for it. He was the one with the issue. He was the one with the challenge. He was the one that medically needed it. And at the end of the day, maybe the teacher should pay for it. But at the end of the day, Rav Zilberstein says no. Nonetheless, the father, because the father already paid for it, and he was very happy with the outcome, plus that his son is also benefiting it from. The whole class is now benefiting it from his making the teacher take the medicine, whatever it is. So it'd be okay. He didn't talk about future prescriptions or future medication, but he said for that prescription, he said he thought that the father would have to pay just because he was happy with the outcome and his son is also getting enough from it. But Zilberstein really, sometimes he doesn't end off with a message like this, but he ends off with a message here. See, sometimes we're always quick to assume that the problem is always with this guy, with that guy. Sometimes the problem starts with us. He says, the Gemara says above a basra and samacham and base, that you should correct yourself before you correct others, the Chacham tells. Meaning, before we start looking at others and say, oh, that guy says Lashon Hara, or that guy's not down the Chavzchus, maybe at the end of the day, maybe we're not down the Chavzchus, maybe we say Lashon Hara, maybe we need Chizik in Simcha, and you know, we shouldn't say, oh, our friends are bad and they're always against us. No, maybe the problem starts with us. And Bez Hashem Mishbizocha, that whenever we need help in school, we should go to our teachers, we should go to our principals, and I don't think this is a message of putting our medication in the teachers' coffee or beverages, but at the end of the day, we should always be zochet to always sometimes to see the message that before we correct others, the thing that we want to correct in others, we should first correct in ourselves, and then hopefully, Bez Hashem, by correcting ourselves, everyone will see, wow, that guy's really working, that guy's a really big Baal Midos, I want to be like him. We should be zochet.